This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the King's Tales, by the way. That's a segments of the year. That's one maybe we can add. I love the King's Tale.
Yeah.
It's a new one.
It is a new one. All right, let's go to the lines. Let's go to Film on Mike.
Film
on Mike got the bat signal. Film on Mike, what's happening?
What's up, Blood? Now, I was just loving the conversation, and I appreciate y'all for allowing me, if we're going to make me the host and all that, but I got some Rob from San Bruno. I ain't going to lie. Rob be making me think. So I like Rob from San Bruno. I love Antonio in Oakland because he's the most optimistic
ever. He's always optimistic.
I swear, he's most optimistic ever. He's more optimistic than Mark Willard.
Hey, film out. Whenever I screen his calls, this is verbatim. It's Antonio in Oakland, and I think the Warriors are going to win tonight. Every time. That's it. Every time.
That's classic. At Verducci. And Robin, I like Robin. Sugar, she don't call as much, but I like Robin. I like the dynamic y'all have, like you and her, Bonte, and then her and Shasky. Like it's similar, but it's two different dynamics. It's funny. It's basically saying, Bonte, you're the black guy, and Shasky, you're a white guy. But I love that. You feel me? And you guys do it live on air. That's super cool. The last one, though, Papa Shasky is the roaster of the year, man.
You know what?
Rest in peace to Papa Shasky. You got some funnies. You got some authentic moments.
Yeah.
You know what? That might not be a bad call right there. That might not. Now people are saying you, Filmo, deserve the roaster of the year.
He's being very humble.
All right, hold on. I got to tell you guys this. This call didn't happen on your show, and it was more about what Guru did. We're pulling it right now. This call with Filmo Mike and Steiny and Guru.
That was all time.
I actually went back and listened to this one.
I can play it right now.
Oh, let's play it right now. Play it.
Mike, who we got?
Come on, Mike. Go get him, Mike. Get him. Filmo Mike.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Arm strength.
Guru, what is, bro? You always bring up, oh, this guy's 6'5".
Right.
What does that mean, bro? Like,
but when did I do it?
What are we talking about?
When did I do it?
You always talk about arm strength. What is arm strength?
You said
what does that mean?
We talked about the one thing you put mustard on passes, and there's no limitations when you throw the ball. Don't call here and act like Brock Purdy is not limited. He is limited when we talk about arm strength. You acting brand new now. You know what the arm strength is. The great ones have it. You can make every throw on the field. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared, Mike, and admit Brock can't make all the throws. Joe can make them. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared. You know your quarterback is short. You know he don't have the strongest arm. And you scared. Come on, Mike, you're better than that.
Bro, arm strength means nothing in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
What does it mean?
Mike, stop it.
It's the Jeff George.
Oh.
It ain't no Dan Marino's in the league right now. Ain't no John Elway. Ain't nobody. You could throw the ball hella hard, What does that mean?
Oh, but have I made a hard. Definitive statement that if you don't have a strong arm, you can't win?
Bro, you always bring up, well, this person has this benefactor over them because they're 6'5 and they got a big arm. Right.
I can't win with you, Mike. I love you to death. I can't win with you.
I mean, that's a lot of drops in there.
I almost want to play it again back
it's
to
so
back.
Good.
Because it was so good in real time. I was like, I was in my car listening to that. And I was like, wait, did I just hear that right? So I went back on YouTube, put the Bluetooth on and listened to it again. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. That was a great one. That was a great one.
I kind of went with Goo, though, still. Like, you got no. You need somewhat of an arm.
The throw Brock Purdy had to Ricky Pearsall last week for the 46-yard touchdown. He has some mustard on that bad boy.
That's good.
He has some mustard. He has some touch. And he's right. Philmo's right. You can't just be 6'5 throwing the ball. Jeff George, Jim Druckenmiller, all these guys. Here's the Rob Johnson.
Here's a list of Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks, though. And more often than not, you're going to find guys with strong arms. Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, Nick Foles. Like Joe Flacco.
Nick Foles? You really say Nick Foles?
Nick Foles has a strong arm, though. I know what you said. Like that. Right. He has a strong arm, though.
All right. I mean, come on.
Was he not in that run? I'm just saying. He's a strong arm quarterback. All right. Peyton Manning's an exemption. He didn't have a strong arm.
Yep.
Russell Wilson. Kind of. He threw those rainbow balls, which are always different to me. Ben Roethlisberger, strong arm.
No, right? Really good arm.
Yeah.
Really
Eli. Underrated, I would say, when he was on his runs, but it wasn't like the zip wasn't amazing.
I hear you. Like, it helps to have a strong arm to make throws.
But especially with...
But it's not the end-all, be-all.
I think specifically, it comes to play if you're on the road outdoors in the playoffs. If you're in a cold weather situation, like Tua versus Mahomes last year was obvious, Vontae.
It was a joke.
Like, you could just see... We'll run the ball, and if I have to throw it occasionally, I'm trusting Patrick Mahomes. But if Tua couldn't throw the ball in that negative 30-degree weather,
that's great.
And bringing it back to the Niners, we might have some elements for Brock Purdy coming up when that arm strength will be tested
we're gonna find out in Green Bay and
in Buffalo.
We're going to find out. 415 saying we can name it the Papa Shasky Roaster of the Year Award.
I love that.
We name it after Papa Shasky.
It's kind of like how
the
they
Papa
do
the Papa Shasky Roaster of the Year Award.
I love that.
That's pretty sick. I like that. That's a great suggestion, 415. Philmo is eligible for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's a good one. The honorary Oscar.
Yeah. Let's go to Richard Livermore, who wants to talk some Purdy here. And then we get to Antonio at Oakland. He's on the line. Oh, I can't wait to talk to Antonio. Richard Livermore, what's happening?
B, what's up, baby? Good morning. What's up? I've been trying to give the lines a break, dog. But you know me, when I hear the Brock Purdy haters, I got to pull the garbage truck over and get pumped up, man. Is exactly why I got the collar beef with Rob from San Bruno. Why? Because, oh boy, never give Brock Purdy credit. So let me cook for a minute for the haters out there, all right? Check it out. Of course he ain't going to have the numbers as last year because he ain't had the full squad. He ain't had his soldiers out there, right? When you got your whole squad, you build momentum and you roll. Brock Purdy, mind you, got 2,400 yards right now, all right? 12 touchdowns with 7 interceptions, all right? Mm-hmm. What does Mahomes have? Mahomes has 2,200 yards, okay, with 9 interceptions and the same amount of touchdowns. Why?
I don't think anyone said rich.
Let him cook. No one said
Patrick Mahomes is having a better season than Brock Purdy. No one has said that on the show.
But this is the thing. Everyone hates on Brock. It's always Brock Sanders' name. But the boy is doing his job, man. Every week has been different, bro. It's been no Ayuk, no Debo, no Pearsall. Like, he has not had his soldiers, okay? So
I'm
when he has
you.
His full squad
I'm
and he builds it up, that's how you get momentum and ball out, right?
Yep.
The same way Pat Mahomes has not balled out, man. So everybody got to stop it. I had to call Guru's show yesterday and call Steiny Mr. Ray Ratto because he was so negative, giving Brock Purdy a 7 on the season. Come on, bro, a 7? The man's at 8.5 right now, man, all right? And trust me, the rest of this season, he's going to ball out. I ain't worried about Buffalo. I ain't worried about none of them because they know during this time, it's game time.
Woo!
If they want to get in and make it, they're going to push hard.
Give me that.
These teams, baby. Let them know.
Let's go, Rich. Tell them, Rich. That's what I'm talking about. He knows what's up. Don't get confused by the facts. That's it. Don't get confused by the facts.
What does that even mean?
What it means is the facts are what Rich just said. Ricky Pearsall, working himself in hell. We look like that's a massive development mover for Ricky Pearsall. This guy don't look like the way he ran routes last week. That wasn't a rookie running routes.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick. What? That wasn't a rookie running routes last week. Rick, Slick Rick is here. He's arrived, folks. He has arrived. Juwan Jennings, third and Juwan, the plays he made last week playing the X position. Debo, now, Debo's fire last week. We're going to look back at that moment, Debo, with the chop to Tabor Pepper's neck. We're going to look back at that moment saying, you know what? That could be a moment that changed this season. The fire for Debo Samuel saying, damn it, we got to have this game.
Going at the
we
long snapper.
We have to have it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock's throw the, you know what? I'm with Rich and come on, man. Don't let the facts confuse you. Brock Purdy's him. It's okay to say it. Brock Purdy is him.
Him?
He is him.
We've jumped the shark on that phrase first and foremost, because when guys like Austin Reeves are saying, I'm him, we need to relax. Brock Purdy isn't, whatever the hell that means. There's only one him in the NFL. His name is Patrick freaking Mahomes. All right? He's him.
Brock Purdy's
else,
him for this team.
Everyone else
Brock
is
Purdy's
them.
Him for the 49ers.
Brock Purdy's bringing him back.
He's here for the 49ers. George Kittle.
Fine.
The will to win from Brock Purdy and George Kittle last week in Tampa Bay. Resiliency. What I say all the time, Spadoni, buckle up. It's okay to have a little turbulence. Let's see what type of character this team has. And you know what? I saw a great character last week. I saw a great character from the kicker, Jake Moody. I saw a great character from Brock Purdy. I saw a great character from Juwan Jennings cutting inside to get an extra 5 to 10 yards to set Jake Moody up. Oh, I loved it. Ricky Pearsall, 2 catches on the final drive, the 46-yard catch and run in the first quarter. Oh, injected all into my veins, Spadoni. And Christian McCaffrey. There was no limitations to his game last week, and he's back. As long as those Achilles hold up, this offense is going to cook, Spadone. They're going to cook. The red zone issues will go away soon. So,
I just don't know why people are freaking out that Brock Purdy is just not having a good as he's not having the year that a lot of people thought he was going to have, which is okay. It's still good, but he just hasn't, like. Why are we getting so sensitive about me just saying he hasn't met expectations this year? Rich literally said I'm a hater because of it. But it's a hater saying he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL this year? Stop. It's okay. Like it's not. He's going to get paid. If he's your guy, then he's your guy. Then you believe him, and it's okay. It's fine if he's not having his greatest year. He needs to be better than he is right now if they want to win a Super Bowl. Can you agree with that?
Well, he was last week. What did he do last week? He was stepping in the right direction, right?
Step in the right direction. Has his play been good enough this year for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not, but that's okay.
He's got time to make it up.
But
we'll
look,
see.
In the gotta have him games this year. Well, Seattle gotta have a game. Thursday Night Football. Was that a gotta have a game? It was a gotta have a game. And what Brock did? He threw for 3 touchdown passes and no picks. 18-28, 255. That's what he did in that game, and he scrambled his ass off for first downs. That was a gotta-have-it game. Was the Dallas Cowboys a gotta-have-it game?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it was. And what did he do in that one? Scramble for 56 yards, and he threw for 260 and another touchdown. Was last Sunday a gotta-have-it game? It was, coming out the bye week. It was a gotta-have-it game. And he threw for 353 and two touchdowns and led him on the game-winning drive with one time. And it was perfectly executed the entire drive. So you know what? He's getting better as the team is getting healthier. Yes, a quarterback needs his weapons. Go look at Baker Mayfield. Go ask him. And 650, Cupcast Business is right. The special teams did hold up all year. We'd be having a different conversation. They'd be 7-2. We talk about, do they need home field or not? Just saying.
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Here you go. Shout out Lonnie. It's all right. Brock has enough time to turn around the season for the 49ers. I've just been skeptical of his play this season. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? Patrick Mahomes, to Rich's point, has not had a great season. Brock's had a better season than Patrick Mahomes. But you know what's the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy? I saw Patrick Mahomes do it last year and won in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
And his best weapon was an old man Travis Kelce and a rookie named Rashee Rice and a rookie in Isaiah Pacheco. That's what he did.
Ponce, before I pass you this, let's get legal.
Second year, I guess, was Pacheco.
Listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and SG1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I'll ask Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio in Oakland, is Brock Purdy playing well enough to win the Super Bowl right now? What up, Antonio?
He just has to play a tiny bit better. But I think he is, though, man. Like, has he played bad? No, but he's made a lot of plays, man. Like, that play the Kittle, man. And then, like, he has underrated short area quickness, man, and very great accuracy. He's getting better and better, man. It's his third year. He's going to be in the MVP convo. I'm not saying he's going to be better than Lamar and win over him, though, but he'll be right there, man. I think he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. That's my opinion. Shout out to Phil Mo Mike for that shout out. I'm Bay Area native. Man. Just like.
You might get an award, Antonio. Antonio, you might be the roaster of the year. You're in a conversation.
Thank you. I love it. Heck, yes, have a little war show. Why not?
Hey, you're going to come to. Hey, we're going to have an award show out and about. You coming?
Yes, I'll be there.
We're probably going to have some free grub, some free drinks. I don't know. It's going to be big, Antonio. You know how we do it. We do it big out here in the Bay. Real quick, who you feel better about, the Warriors or the Niners right now?
I feel better about the Warriors. Just by some about 1% more. I believe in both teams.
See, you're like me. I believe in both teams, too. Why can't we believe in both?
That's not the question.
Why do we have to pick an either or? You know, like we go to Baskin Robbins, like, you want vanilla or strawberry? I want both. I like them both.
Yeah, but you got to feel better about one more than the other. I like strawberry more than I like vanilla.
I like them both mixed up. It's good. It's a nice little balance. Yeah, I like balance in my life.
Stephen Curry's not playing quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm like the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. I like balance. Okay.
You're Thanos. Perfectly balanced as all things should be. By the way, Brock Purdy in MVP odds currently, DraftKings. He has the 8th best MVP odds.
Not bad.
Plus 2,200. Can you name the 7 players above him, Bonte?
I'll name them right now. Lamar Jackson.
Favorite. Minus 110 currently.
Josh Allen.
Yep. Number 2 at plus 350.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep. He's the 4th best odds at plus 1,200. They're doing MVP odds currently. Yeah. Brock Purdy, 8th.
Joe Burrow's on this list?
Joe Burrow is on the list. He is number 6 at plus 2,000.
Wow, so that's 4. So, all right. Mm-hmm. So I got 3 more to name?
Correct. Missing number 3, number 5, and number 7 with the odds.
Number 3, number 5, and number 7. Is Justin Herbert on this list?
He's not.
Oh, okay.
Number 3.
All right. Blew that one. There's nobody from Green Bay because they're not healthy.
No.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, he has the 5th best odds at plus 1,500.
Okay.
So number 7 and number 3.
Number 5.
Is Kirk Cousins on this list?
Kirk Cousins is not.
Okay.
On this list. He's at plus 4,000. He's the
I'm missing 2 guys.
Think of the best teams in the NFL.
Mahomes is on this
list? He has the 3rd best odds at plus
1,500. Really? He's not having a great year.
He's not.
It's a joke. Jaden Daniels?
No, he's on the outside looking in. He's right past Brock. With that performance yesterday, he drops down to plus
2,500. I said Josh Allen.
Not mentioning a guy that is a Bay Area native.
Jared Goff?
Yep.
Plus 2,000. He's got 5 picks. I thought about that.
Yep.
Wow.
But that record with the Lions, I think he's
in pretty good overall. Derrick Henry's not on that list?
It's pretty surprising, right?
Yeah, Derrick
Henry's at plus 5,000.
It's a disrespect to running backs.
But
this holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.